We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're so glad that you're here today. In our call to worship, I want to take you to John chapter 15, to verse 4. And I want you to listen carefully as I read. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. On Friday, some of our men were out on the front lawn trimming the limbs off of our pine trees that we have out here. We started several of them after the hurricanes when we lost so many of them, and they're getting up now, good size. So we trimmed off, lopped off all the lower limbs. Now, what happened to those branches? Can anybody tell me? They died on Friday. Now, they are green right now. If you were to take you out into the woods where they piled it up in the big pile there, they're all green, but they're dead because they were separated from the main tree. I thought about this, that there are many today that think that somehow we can exist as believers apart from Christ, apart from His Word. That's the life-giving flow of understanding and knowledge in the Word of God, but somehow we think we can be separated somehow and still exist. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. There's no way to have life apart from Christ. Isn't it wonderful, Christian, to know that this morning I have a future in heaven because of Jesus Christ, because I have His life in me? That's what it means to become a Christian. It means to have the life of Christ in you. I cannot fake the Christian life. I can try, but I cannot create life. Only God can through His Son, Jesus Christ. As we go out and we share the testimony of Jesus Christ with the lost and dying world, you understand what you're doing? You are seeking for people to have the life of Christ in them. Because apart from Christ, there is no life. They are dead, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, in trespasses and in sins. It's kind of a sad thing when you have to trim limbs off of a tree. It will make our trees healthier. They'll grow up straight and tall, and they'll be able to see up underneath them now, actually see the building. But they're dead, because they were separated from the life-giving flow that came from the roots of that tree. And apart from Jesus Christ this morning, if you're here without Him, you have no life. You have physical life, but you don't have eternal life. And our desire for you today is that you might know for sure that you are in the vine as a branch, because you cannot exist apart from Him and have life everlasting. I saw the other day where someone sent a picture of a stone that was put in a cathedral up in Washington, D.C. to commemorate a very famous person whose casket had rested at that particular spot. And of this particular individual on that stone, awaiting the day that he stands with Jesus. This particular individual was not a believer in Christ. Awaiting the day that he stands with Jesus, the standing with Jesus will be at the great white throne judgment. This individual lived a prolifically wicked life all the way up to their sudden death, and yet they died without Jesus Christ. They have no hope. They have no life. If you're here without the Savior today, we trust that you'll listen to the Word of God, and that you'll allow the Holy Spirit of God to do a work of grace in your heart and life, that you might know life eternal, which is only found in Jesus Christ.